Good morning, Lewis, and welcome to another edition of UK Morning Business. Today we have a story that could have a big impact on global supply chains. Donald Trump is threatening a new round of tariffs on Southeast Asian countries, and analysts are warning about what this could mean for consumers and industry.
Yes, it's a significant move, and we need to unpack it. The US president has set an August 1 deadline for these countries to negotiate, and he's already secured a 20% tariff on Vietnam. But what's the bigger picture here?
Well, the key point is that these tariffs could create a tariff wall around Southeast Asia, which is a major manufacturing hub. Countries like Cambodia, Indonesia, Laos, Malaysia, and Thailand are now under threat of tariffs ranging from 25 to 40%.
That's quite a big claim, right? But why are these countries being targeted?
Because they've become a conduit for Chinese manufacturers trying to avoid US tariffs. Trump sees this as a way to force them to the negotiating table. The US expects these tariffs to generate over $300 billion in revenue by the end of the year.
So what do the economists say about this?
Alicia Garcia Herrero from Natixis points out there's still time for these countries to negotiate a better deal. She argues that Vietnam's 20% tariff doesn't necessarily have to be the benchmark for others.
I see. And what about the impact on manufacturing costs?
Well, she says these tariffs will force up prices for goods exported from Southeast Asia, which remains a key manufacturing hub for many consumer goods sold in the US.
That's a crucial point. And what about the regional supply chain effects?
Mark Williams from Capital Economics agrees there could be a fair degree of inconsistency among tariff rates, but he says Trump's tariff wall could slow the shift of Chinese manufacturing companies into ASEAN countries.
So what's the administration's goal here?
The stated ambition is to pull manufacturing back into the US, but Williams argues that this won't work because US production won't be competitive with imports, even with tariffs.
That's an important counterpoint. And what about the potential side effects?
Alex Capri from the National University of Singapore's Business School says the new tariffs will create a booming services sector around supply chain management. Importers will need reliable traceability practices to avoid these tariffs.
Wow, that's an interesting angle. So, the tariffs could actually create new opportunities for supply chain management services.
Exactly, and that's the paradox here. While Trump is trying to protect US manufacturing, he might be creating a whole new industry around managing these tariffs.
So, in summary, we're looking at a complex situation where tariffs could disrupt supply chains, raise costs, and create new industries all at the same time.
That's right, and it's a reminder that trade policies are never simple and the impacts can be far-reaching.